We are 1 year into Israel's ground operation in Gaza in response to the devastating attack by Hamas on October 7, 2023. The conflict has claimed more than 43,000 lives. More than 100 Israeli hostages are still being held in Gaza. As the fallout from October 7th continues to reverberate around the world, we're revisiting voices recorded last fall by University of Illinois journalism students. At the Central Illinois Mosque, the Chabad Center for Jewish Life, the University YMCA, Illini Hillel, and during pro-Palestinian protests. The students spoke with members of the local community who have strong ties to the land and the people between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. Speakers were granted anonymity so they could express themselves freely. With reflections from a Latina, a Native American, an African American, and a Muslim American, here's Fallout, Chapter 2, Through Marginalized Eyes.
People like to point out, oh, but Hamas did this. They killed innocent civilians in Israel. Although I do see the sentiment in that they do not see that it was a result of Israel pushing the Palestinians out of their land. Hamas is just like a resistance group, and it was an act of resistance. A lot of Latin American countries also hold a lot of the same patterns. So as a Latina and part of the Latino community, like, I should be there for them too because of our historical scars.
Indigenous peoples of what is now the United States feel solidarity with the Palestinian people because they recognize that what was happening to Palestinian peoples was what happened to them. And the similarities between the settler colonial project and what has occurred with occupation, with violence, with dispossession of land, and also with genocide and cultural genocide. Like, that happened to us. That happened to my mom. That happened to my grandparents.
As a Black person, I kind of like relate to the struggle of Palestinians because we both have existed as occupied people. I mean, you can think about like Black Americans having to exist in the Jim Crow South in the U.S. and kind of like living under this hyper-surveilled rule by a population that doesn't have your best interests at heart. So it's very easy to feel that empathy because it feels very similar.
October 7th is simply one event that has been the result of nearly a century of agitation, a century of forcible removal of people from land, killing, detaining of children and women based on a racist and genocidal agenda. And this forces peoples, it forces countries to respond. And conflicts like these can escalate. Conflicts like these can reach countries other than Palestine, Israel. So yeah, this Israeli aggression against the Palestinian people and the resistance against it, it's like a spark. And that spark could light a fire that burns everything around it.
You were listening to Reflections on the War in Gaza from a Latina, Native American, African American, and Muslim American as gathered in various places around Champaign-Urbana by University of Illinois journalism students. Speakers were granted anonymity so they could express themselves freely. This series was produced and edited by University of Illinois journalism professor Charles Stretch Ledford. Interviews were conducted by Liv Barwinska, Annalise Cornejo-Garcia, and Sean Sloan.